CSN International presents To Every Man an Answer, the live apologetics program that equips you to give a reason for the hope that lies within you.
If you have a Bible question or a question on the Christian faith, you can call us at 1-888-827-5276. Again, that's 1-888-ASK-CSN.
Let's get things started. Here's today's host, Mike Kessler.
And welcome to Friday's edition of To Every Man an Answer. We're glad you've joined us. Looking forward to being with you for the next hour or so as we get together every weekday afternoon at this time to answer questions about the Bible from the Bible. If you've got a question you'd like to ask us, hey, that number to call, 888-ASK-CSN. We got some lines open. You're assured to get on. Again, 888-ASK-CSN. And we'd love to talk to you. Now, again, today we have a special guest, Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute, an attorney representing people like you and me against unfair laws. And so if you've got a question in particular you'd like to ask him, today's your day, because, you know, good legal help is so expensive. And right here today on Friday, and usually on Fridays, we have with us Brad, and you can ask those legal questions, and it won't cost you anything, and you'll get some good directive. And I think that's such an important thing. You know, we have with us Brad Dacus again from Pacific Justice Institute, pji.org. Hi, and welcome, Brad.
Well, hello, Mike.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes. Yeah. Things are just moving so quickly. We're going to be in 2025 in no time.
Yeah. What's the latest? How's your cases? And, you know, you've got all these left-wing loons, the CNNs and the MSNBCs, USA Today. They're just going rabid. And, you know, I got a question to ask you. Is there a difference between freedom of speech and hardcore slander? Because it appears to me that this is mostly what we're getting now in our American news, is just slander. It's, they take part of what is said and they don't report the whole thing. Such an example is Trump's going to attack Panama and take back the Panama Canal. What he said was, is that we have been treated unfairly concerning the Panama Canal, that we have exorbitant amount of rate as we go through there, yet the United States is the one that built it. And there were protection clauses in the original document to build the Panama Canal. And Trump is just saying, hey, should we go back and reclaim this based upon the law? And yet, when you listen to these left-wing news organizations, which is almost all of them, oh, we're going to get into a war with Panama. And, oh, we're going to attack Canada. And it's going to be the... They just go rabid. Brad, help bring some sanity. Is slander freedom of speech?
Yeah, slander is not protected. Now, slander needs to be saying something that you know is not factually correct. And so there's a lot of room for opinion. People can say that they think the President Trump is corrupt, is evil, is, you know, whatever. But if they say something specific that's factually not true, i.e. Trump is embezzling money or Trump is this, then we get into libel, slander, defamation of character that come into play. But I agree with you 100%. You know, they don't remember much from his first term when he was sending the fleet to South Korea and doing war exercises around the clock right there on the border of North Korea. And everyone was saying, this madman's going to start war. No, he was creating a compelling interest for North Korea to sit down and negotiate and stop sending their missiles and test firing their missiles. And he did, and it was successful. So he knows how to, you apply the pressure, you create a major incentive for the other side to change. Otherwise, there's no reason for Panama to change. They're breaching the treaty that we signed after we sacrificed lives and lots of money to
American
build
lives.
That canal. And by the way, we also liberated Panama from Colombia, for that matter. A little bit of history there. It was the United States that actually did that. So their very existence as a nation is the result of our intervention. And so I think that, you know, at the end of the day, Trump is going to negotiate and say, look, either you abide by the treaty and stop placating to China on both sides of the canal, which could literally paralyze instantly our military's ability to go from one sphere to the other, which is exactly what China would want in a war with Taiwan. Either you do that, or we're going to come in and we're going to reoccupy the Panama Canal. That's not all of Panama, just the Panama Canal, which is what we had before. So it's I'm so grateful that we have him doing that. We are setting ourselves in ourselves up in a very vulnerable position strategically, militarily, with the status quo, as well as economically being taken advantage of. What Jimmy Carter did in his administration was insane. And I like the fact that Trump wants to make America great again, which means addressing things where we are being taken advantage of, no longer, not on his watch. Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Yeah. And so, we got some interesting things going on. This is why, again, America is 36, almost $37 trillion in debt. Now, yeah. AP News said, that Biden is handing off to Trump a robust economy. The fact is, AP, I don't know where you're getting your facts, but we have a tanked economy. Since January of this year, Biden has spent $2 trillion propping up this mess. A robust economy would be putting $2 trillion against the debt, not borrowing more money. So again, when you watch the American news media, they're not going to tell you the truth. That's just the bottom line, and we have to be aware of it. Again, our economy is a disaster. One of the great reasons, probably the second reason, that Trump won the presidency. And again, when you're borrowing $2 trillion in one year, to prop up a failed Bidenomics, friends, this is not a robust economy. This is not a good economy. It is nothing but just borrowing money to prop up something that is falling apart. That's fact. And this is unfortunate that for some reason, Brad, I don't know what's wrong with the American news media. I mean, they must think everybody, well, this is why they're all tanking, I guess. But they must think everybody is just in the tank with them, I guess. Your thoughts?
Yeah. The media, of course, the ratings of MSNBC, CNN is plummeting. People realize they were creating a false
They've been
hysteria.
Lied. We've been lied to.
Yeah, exactly. They can't trust those networks. And I understand. I agree. I don't think you really can trust them. They're filled with hate, with demise, with agendas. Giving very little value to truth and integrity and accurate reporting. So I think that bottom line, I think this administration is moving in very strong, stronger than its first term, clearly than its first term as far as the momentum, the agenda, the support. I think we're going to see a lot of major changes. But with that, people need to understand, whenever you have major change, even if it's beneficial change, there are some hiccups that we're going to be dealing with economically and otherwise. We may have some stock market corrections along the way. But overall, economists are very supportive of his program to make America, no longer taken advantage of by other countries in terms of trade and trade agreements. And I think he's I'm very, I just sleep well at night knowing that he's going to be president in just less than a month.
Very quickly, because I want to go to the phones again, 8888-ASK-CSN's the number to call. If you've got a question concerning the Bible, question concerning our current events, question about anything, hey, please give us a call. That's why we're here for you. The situation, what do you think about being, again, this whole illegal immigration thing? It's a federal crime. Newsom right. saying he's not going to capitulate to federal law. Many people believe he'll lock him up. He'll lock up Newsom. What's your thoughts on this? Because I can see how this is going to be a real, real issue, because you've got, and they're deliberately harboring hardcore criminals.
Right.
Why would any political party, the Democrat Party, be so soft on crime to pardon all these, what Biden just did, all these death row murderers,
right.
Completely denying any justice to the poor families who lost their loved ones a day before Christmas. And
yeah.
then when you look at all the pardons that he's handing out, like penny candy, is everybody in the Democratic Party in Washington criminal? I mean, is this is why he has to hand out all these? What's it at now? 1,500? They say there is hundreds and hundreds of more coming of these pardons because what is the whole system that corrupt? Your thoughts?
Yes.
Attorney
yes.
Brad, tell me.
Yeah, the answer is yes. When people are getting pardons, it's because they're seeking pardons, and they're seeking pardons because they know they've broken the law. We have obviously large numbers in the deep state, among the bureaucrats in his administration, including in the military, non-military, that have done things that they know is illegal, and now they're fearful of getting caught. And that's the only explanation. Otherwise, there would be no reason for a pardon. People should feel insulted to get a pardon. So, yeah, I'm giving you a pardon. Someone says, Brad, I'm going to give you a pardon. I say, no, I don't want it. I haven't done anything wrong. No, I reject it. But they're not rejecting it. They're begging for it, these bureaucrats. So it's very telling of the depth of corruption in the Biden administration, as well as within his own family, giving pardons to all of his kin and next of kin. I mean, it's very revealing. And, you know, yet even still, there still can be investigations that can expose the corruption. But I think this administration is going to be so focused on cutting spending, cutting fat, cutting corruption, that we may not see the full depth of what those investigations could unfold. But I'm looking forward to it. We at Pacific Justice, by the way, Mike, we're really excited. We're going to have more new judges appointed to the courts, the federal courts. We're going to have a new attorney general, new head of the FBI, new person in charge of Department of Defense. So we've got some great people coming in that's going to make our work all the more easier and more, we can even be more aggressive. Instead of fighting them, they'll be on our side for faith, family, and freedom. We're really looking forward to this next 4 years. And then also legislation as well, protecting parents' rights and religious freedom. We're already working hard on that to be able to have that protected on a federal level. So it's going to be a busy time. Gavin Newsom can do what he wants, say what he wants. The federal law is the federal law, and this administration is going to enforce it.
And very quickly, when we mention parental rights, this is where parents have the right over their children, not the state.
Right.
And this is why this is important. That in other words, if your child has been talked to and seduced by teachers or counselors in the school system saying, you're not really a boy, you're a girl, and you need to immediately start chopping parts off of you, the parents have no rights to stop it. They have nothing they can do to come in. This is the problem. And again, communism views children as wards of the state. In other words, they own your children. You're just a light trustee of them. But in true America, the family is the family. And this is where we run into great problems because of the ideological differences between communism, the AOC Democratic Party that's out there, versus the Republican Party, which believes that people need to have the freedom to decide their family, to decide their destiny, not the federal government and everybody on the dole and everybody on some kind of state welfare. You see, once they get you on welfare, they control you. Now, if you don't vote for us, we're going to cut off your welfare. And so this is how they seduce a nation. And they have been sneaky about it for so long with these stimulus packages. And you hear all this stuff, the Inflation Reduction Act. Well, then we get into what was really into the Inflation Reduction Act at over $1 trillion cost to the American people. In that, there was defund the police. Oh, they got a big chunk of coin out of that pork barrel spending to defund the police. Did ABC, NBC report on any of this? Of course not. This is the deception that goes on with the media. And so, again, they can omit certain things. But I think, Brad, when I started off with this, when it comes down to slandering, and that's what they're doing. ABC just got busted. They got to pay Trump some $14, $15 million now because of what they did. And there is much more to come. And so I'm a little encouraged about that because, again, if they do it to a president, everybody listen. If they do it to him, they can do it to us. Right. And that's what we have to understand. And if people like Trump can't stand up against these guys, where does that leave people like you and me? And again, that court hearing in New York, as I spent some time really reviewing it, this Trump's a felon, 834 count, all bogus. It was all the statute of limitations had ran out. It was all a fraud. And I think what's really amazing, you know, when Trump was actually tried by a real jury called the election, he was found innocent. Isn't that amazing? Because, again, that trial in New York, Brad, as I look at, I'm not an attorney, but I know when the statute of limitation runs out and then they try to make a clerical misdemeanor into felonies by making stuff up. And right. Then the judge coaching the jury, which is illegal.
Right.
You look at this. Why aren't all those prosecutors that did this, why aren't they being locked up right now? Or will they be, do you think?
I don't think they will, because they have this understood immunity protecting them with regards to their prosecutions. You know, you have to show
or
bribery.
Or Joe's pardons.
Right. So, you know, they're, in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there were some district attorneys getting pardons at the end of the day. I would not be surprised. But they have this built-in immunity, and maybe we need to actually reform our system so that they don't have that immunity when it can be shown that their prosecution was for political purposes and not for equal justice under the law. That is what we've seen, terrible, terrible corruption. And we've seen even on a local level right now, we're defending a church, and they're being attacked with a $300,000 fine, and their homeless ministry was shut down. All this happened after 20 years of service in Fairfield, California. And what happened to trigger this? The pastor said he's going to run for city council. And right after that, the city of Fairfield went after him like on a witch hunt. So we're representing that church and that homeless ministry like we do all the time, these kinds of things, all without charge. But it's at a local level. It's at a national level. And the American people, I think they're going to want reform. So there's not this continued get out of jail free for prosecutors and district attorneys. That is what we see happening. And we at Pacific Justice are fighting. By the way, we have over 240 cases in active litigation right now going into 2025. And I would not be surprised to see that number even larger by this time next year, but because of all the lawsuits and all the new lawsuits that were in the process of filing. It's going to be a very active year, 2025, and I'm really looking forward to it.
So everybody, if you need help, hey, you know where to get it. Again, Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org, representing, again, people like you and me against unfair laws. To the phones we go. We have Hector on the line. Las Vegas, hi, welcome. Looking for Hector. Hector, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hector, how may we help?
Okay, I have this question because at church, the pastor doesn't believe that Israel exists anymore and that God's people is us, the Christians. So he doesn't pray for Israel. He doesn't think it's the same Israel. So how can we settle that?
Well, of course, there's DNA that prove Jewish ancestry, which they have. this is probably, he's a person into what's called replacement theology, that the church has replaced the promise of the Jews and God has nothing to do more with Israel than he does with Cuba. Of course, this is all false. Jesus very clearly spoke that Jerusalem in particular, Luke chapter 21, would be under control of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled. When Jesus said that, it was under Roman control. 800 years before that, it was all subsequently under different governing empires, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, and set alike. It wasn't until 1967 that Jerusalem came back under control of the Jewish people again. Anybody that says that is either willfully trying to deceive people, or they're very lacking in understand biblical prophecy. And I would have to challenge probably anything else that they teach as well, because if you don't understand the promise that God made to Israel, you won't understand the promise that God made to you and me. Israel forgot God, but God never forgot them. And I believe this is why this is so important to understand. No, the Jews still exist. They're in their homeland, just as the Bible says. And the Bible says in the last days, Jerusalem will be a cup of trembling to the entire world. And friends, it is today. Your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And the way, though, I'm unfortunately not surprised that we would see this, because of the fact that what we're dealing with is something that's been in error for a while in the church. It's sort of this attitude of replacement theology is what was used to actually also justify anti-Semitism historically and at times, and the mistreatment of the Jews. But it's not founded in Scripture. And in fact, when I hear that, when people say, well, yeah, Israel, that was the old Israel, now the church is the new Israel. Well, you got some problems as far as prophecy, because it is clearly prophesied that, in fact, he will bring his people back, and that he will restore them to Israel and to the land. And who's he talking about? He's talking about the descendants of Israel, the Jews. And that this is something that needs to happen before the return of Christ. So we know that it can't be just toast for them, because Scripture says quite the contrary, that they are going to be brought back into Israel. So this is false. This is a false doctrine. Your pastor probably, maybe he learned that from his senior or his pastor growing up. This was existence, much more in the earlier half of the 1900s. So that's maybe where he got it. But he's false. This is wrong. And we need to call it out whenever we see it. And hopefully he'll change his direction and be subject to correction.
So I hope that helps, Hector, because again, it's really important how much Israel plays in the last day scenario. Whether you look at Revelation chapter 7, the 144,000 Jews from the 12 tribes of Israel. And again, with the modern event of DNA, we now know who the Jews are and who they are. So somebody that makes a remark like this really doesn't understand, first of all, medical science, and they don't understand biblical prophecy and the relevancy of Israel in the Middle East even today. So to say this, say something that Israel has no relevancy in modern times, I feel very badly for this person, and I would really strongly urge that they had spent some time reading their Bible, Hector. I hope that helps.
Yep. Also, yeah. Hector, take a look at Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 21, and here it says, "Say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will take the sons of Israel from among the nations where they have gone, and I will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land, and I will make them one nation in the land." So it's really clear. Scripture is very clear on this. So I think it's Yeah. Anyway, hopefully it's helpful. Sorry.
Yeah, Hector, if you need us, we're here for you. I'll send you a little book called 101 Last Days Prophecies. I think it's so important. Maybe you can get him to read that as well. It's time to grow. Get those out to you, Hector, and Happy New Year to you.
And they believe that since they reject Christ Jesus as their Savior, they are out and they're not their God's people anymore, and we are the only ones. That's what they argue.
Yeah, he doesn't know the Bible because, you know, Paul says, has God rejected the Jews? God forbid. We have been grafted into them, not the other way around. And so this is where this disastrous teaching, because you say, well, Mike, what difference does it make? It's going to make a lot of difference when you understand the lateness of the hour. You know, the biblical prophecy isn't just to entertain Christians. It's to really show you the lateness of the hour and that how this is all playing together. I believe this is why God wrote these words down, to encourage people who believe in him. So if you're a Christian, you become a Christian during the tribulation period, the accuracy of the book of Revelation is going to be paramount in encouraging you to be beheaded for your faith. That's why it's there. Now, again, it shows us what we miss out. That's why Jesus said, behold, I am coming quickly. My reward is with me. But very, very clearly, the book of Revelation is at the end of the age, and it's all about this war with Israel. Now, very quickly, everybody, why is the anti-Semitism in the world rampant right now? Because God gave to this little nation, Abraham and his descendants, the whole plan of the world. How we got here, Genesis, Adam and Eve in the garden, all those things, where we're going, the law, why we needed a savior, where this whole world is going, and God's judgment upon the earth, and Jesus Christ reigning from Jerusalem for 1,000 years, and then, of course, our eternal home. Hector, stay on the line. I'll send you out some DVDs. Coming up on a break, everyone. We'll be right back.
This is CSN Radio, the nation's largest nonprofit Bible teaching network. We are devoted to broadcasting Bible teachings without compromise, 24/7. Lives are being changed, souls are being saved, and hope is being restored, all made possible through your faithful support.
CSN Radio has expanded with 37 new stations, allowing us to share the life-changing gospel with even more people. We embrace this calling with all our hearts, living out the words of Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation.
Thanks to listeners like you, millions have been touched by God's love, but our work is far from done. Though evil still has a presence in this world, we stand firm, knowing that God has already won the victory. Together, let's keep spreading his glory and love. As 2024 comes to a close, we invite you to join us in reaching our year-end goal by December 31st. Your generous gift, no matter the amount, will help us share the life-changing truth of God's Word, offering hope and building a strong foundation of faith for the next generation. Together, we can make an eternal difference.
Did you know that nearly 30% of all annual giving happens in December and 10% happens in the final 3 days of the year?
So, as you plan your 2024 tax-deductible donations, we ask that you prayerfully consider supporting CSN Radio. Your generous gift allows us to continue sharing life-changing Bible teaching, reaching the lost and broken, and helping believers grow deeper in their relationship with God. With over 400 stations, our app on Apple and Google, live streaming on our website, and available on Amazon Alexa, CSN Radio is reaching lives across America. But we can't do it without you. Visit csnradio.com or 1-800-357-4226 to make your tax-deductible donation today. That's csnradio.com or 1-800-357-4226. CSN Radio, where God's word is heard.
After Friday's edition of To Every Man an Answer here. As we wrap up this week with Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute, I'm your host, Mike Kessler. We look forward to seeing you in church on Sunday morning. And if you're in the Southern Idaho area, we're going to continue on the greatest gift of all. And again, coming into this new year, what New Year's resolutions are you going to make? And how do you plan on keeping them? Well, we're going to talk about the greatest resolution maker in the entire universe, and that's Jesus Christ, to help us be what God the Father has called us to be. That's this Sunday, 10 o'clock. If you're unable to attend in person, be sure to tune in on all the CSN radio stations at 10:30 anywhere, Mountain Time, anywhere across the United States, as well as around the world on the internet. Again, 8888. Ask CSN's the number to call, and we're going to go back to the phones. We have Patsy on the line in Pine Grove, California. Hi, and welcome.
Hi, yes. We just have some emergency prayers. We're the ones that had the great-granddaughter Blakely during the missile crisis who had just a miracle.
Yes.
Prayers that went out. Yes, and now we have a sister who had two pound twin boys born last week, and one's doing good. They're Jack and Bill. One's doing good, and one is bleeding in the brain. Oh. And his sister remembers all the miracles that happened that time, and so we just would like to see something like that. If it's God's will, of course, but we would like prayer that they think that baby will have all the problems that they actually thought Blakely would have, but he is only 2 pounds, and his name's Jack, and he prayers for a miracle because we don't know if their family. We don't think they really believe, and that maybe this would make a huge difference. Also.
You know, it's really amazing. That's how God got the attention of my parents when my sister became deathly ill of a kidney infection. And that's what turned my family around. So I do know that happens. Father, we lift up this little boy to you. We just ask you that you would do the very best for him, that you would preserve his life. And Lord, that it would be a testimony to the parents. We know nothing's hard for you. We don't come to you demanding anything. We come to you humbling, asking you, Lord, the one who heals, would you please heal this little one? And Lord, please watch over the other twin brother as you would protect him as well in being in a very preemie state. Lord, we know that you are great and good, and we ask you for the life of these little ones. In Jesus' name, give the doctors wisdom. And Lord, protect them. Thank you, God. We give this matter into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Brad,
amen.
You know, it's always hard to hear this, but your thoughts of encouragement.
Yeah. God uses sometimes the most painful times and experiences in life to build our faith. I know in my own life, I was in a major auto accident, and if you hear my testimony sometime, this whole part of my face was smashed in. It's all been reconstructed with a silicone and, whatever. And, it was touch and go whether I was going to live and how I was going to function. And God did an incredible healing. Sometimes he does it instantly. Sometimes he does it over time. But the key is for us to, not to miss the opportunity for there to be spiritual growth in this process. So I just encourage you to be praying for them, and then also just encourage them to seek the Lord also in a gently and non-threatening way. But God uses things like this, and if it wasn't for the trials of this world, how much weaker our faith would be, and so. These are opportunities for us to grow in our faith, to grow in our trust, and to seek the Lord, and to trust him just as children trust their father, for us to trust him unconditionally, knowing that he is a loving father and he knows what's best.
Amen. So it's in his hands. Patsy, thank you for calling. Our prayers will continue to be with you. If you need us, we're here for you. And if you like, stay on the line. I'll send you out some things that perhaps you can give these two little boys' parents that maybe will point them to Jesus, okay?
Thank Thank you. Thank you guys very much. We love you.
Well, Patsy, we love you too. And we'll pray for a happy new year for you and your family. And may God just bring his healing touch into this whole situation in Jesus' name. 8888, Ask CSN is the number to call if you want to be part of the program today. Got some lines open. Let's go to Al in Reno, Nevada. Hi, welcome.
Thank you so much. I just called to praise the Lord and also to give a shout for the power of intercessory prayer. I really believe that the Lord hit the pause button. And, you know, back on October 7th, 2023, things looked very grim then. It looked like communism was inevitable. It looked like our nation was going to go down the tubes for all time. We were going to go into an age of darkness. And it also looked very grim for Israel. Hamas was running rampant. Hezbollah was running rampant. And anyway, the Lord called me to prayer. And I mean, called me to a level of prayer I hadn't prayed since my children were 3, 5, and 7 when I was in a custody battle. And also another situation a few months later after he gave me victory, where some witches declared they were going to take over the area where we were. And I just declared total war on the enemy, which I don't necessarily suggest that theologically, but anyway, at the time, that's what I did, and God gave me total victory, and I just felt like the Holy Spirit tapped me on the shoulder and said, you remember those days? You remember what I did for you? Personally, are you willing to sacrifice your time and your effort and your prayer for my people? And I just really felt the call of God to go back to war, and I've been in war since October 7th, 2023, and I have just been astonished to see what the Lord has done. I had no idea that he was going to give us a victory with President Trump winning the election. Charlie Kirk did an incredible work. He's an incredible Christian, but he, you know, raised up millions of new voters in the grassroots. We've got public figures confessing Jesus. We've got so many different things happening that are just amazing. And my, just so you know, too, some signature scriptures for me, or the main one for me is Isaiah 54:11-17, a signature verse that I acquired when I was going through my divorce back in that time frame. And I applied that to the President Trump's cabinet and all the people. And it's a very powerful prayer. Now, again, it's not prophecy. I'm not trying to claim this is any kind of prophecy for the United States of America, but it is a great template for prayer. And the same thing with Isaiah 28:14-19 against all the deception that's going on. And I'll pray every day that the Lord will sweep away the refuge of lies. He would expose it. He would make it known to the world, to everybody, and the common man, which we've seen just amazing revelation to just average people that have been so deluded by our mainstream media. And then finally, which hasn't completely been answered yet, Isaiah 30:12-14, the destruction of all the organizations that are opposed to God. And I realize, you know, I realize we're hurtling toward a one world government. I realize everything in the book of Revelation is going to happen eventually. But I also believe that Lord loves us. He loves our founding fathers and our military men that made sacrifices that shed their blood for us during their era and during their time. And I think every generation is faced with the same trials. I mean, not the same, but similar trials and temptations and struggles for their faith and for their cause during their time. I think this is our time now to stand firm. And I also believe, you know, the founding fathers did the same based on the Puritans that they followed after. So anyway, I just wanted to share just what I see the Lord doing, how he's answered my intercessory prayer. I'm still 68. I sun mountains every other day. I'm retired now, but the Lord has just amazed me at his power, his strength, his glory. And I just want to give all glory and praise to him.
Well, that's such a wonderful testimony. You know, again, we have so much to be grateful for. The road that America was on was complete destruction. I don't believe it was by accident. I believe it was by design. No country in the history of the world, everyone, nowhere, anywhere, at any time, has ever existed with no borders. And this is exactly what they were going to do. And as I stated many, many times before the election, Rome was never conquered. Its borders were overran. They were following textbook history to destroy a nation. Now, I believe that they're still out to destroy America, because I don't think just because Trump's in office that the Communist Party is going to go away. Oh, no. They've been working over 80 years to topple America. This is what they want to do. They worked their way into all of our media. They worked our way into our seminaries, into every aspect of our political life. They're everywhere. And this is one of the great dangers that we don't understand. Nikita Khrushchev said in 1957, "We will bury you." Well, they began a plan and they infiltrated the colleges. And we saw the love generation come up. Get rid of all of our nukes. Do you know what would have happened if we would have got rid of all of our nukes? We had all been speaking Russian. Give peace a chance. Well, you can give peace a chance, but never from a point of weakness, always from a point of strength.
Right.
But that isn't what they were saying. They were saying, we don't have a military anymore. And all the anti-military stuff that was going on and still does on our campuses today. They have infiltrated every aspect of our society, including the churches, friends. This is why there are Barnard polls that have been done that show, I think it was 51% of all Methodist ministers do not believe Jesus physically rose from the dead. I think it's 30% of Baptist ministers don't believe Jesus physically rose from the dead. Now, when we stop to look at this, we realize what has gone wrong with Christianity. What's gone wrong with America? And I believe this is most likely, again, this idea that, oh, Trump's won and now everything is going to be, you know, sunshine, lollipops, rainbows and everything. No, 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 no. They're out to still do what they're going to do. I believe that America economy, because of basically what they said, they have went $2 trillion in debt since January 1st of this year. To prop it up. But friends, listen, American economy is in trouble. I don't think one man, Trump or anybody else, can fix it with a wave of a wand. I believe they were going to let Kamala Harris come to power, let the economy of the United States crash, and then out of the ashes comes the new communist America that will capitulate easily to the one world order. That was their plan. And, you know, that doggone thing called the vote wrecked it all, didn't it? And look at NBC, ABC. Look at their commentary when they knew that Trump was going to win. Some of the commentators, some of the news broadcasters that are supposed to just be reporting the news are crying and howling and so, oh, that's going to happen. Friends, that's not news. That is advocacy journalism. And it was for the end of America, and it didn't happen. But they're not done. Oh, no. No, they still got to keep working the American public. So just remember, we're not done yet. And they want... Now, I'll tell you, if you're going to have an economic crisis, which we are going to have, because the America has all been propped up, even Trump in, I still think we're going to have a crash, whether Biden was in, whether Kamala right. was in, whether Trump was in. They orchestrated this. That's why, you know, people are going, well, look, gasoline's only $3 a gallon. Do you know why? Because Biden illegally tapped into the national oil reserves, which you're only supposed to do during a time of war. This artificially pushed the price of gasoline down to make it look like Bidenomics is a success. Well, if it was, you wouldn't have had to borrow $2 trillion, would you? That's just this year alone. Not to mention the other $11 trillion cumulative total that we went into debt for the last 4 years. So it's a train wreck. There's no way around it. I believe it's still out there. I think it's still going to bite us. But at least maybe we got some business people in that can make heads or tails of this. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. We've got some of the best, most qualified people coming into the administration that is going to boldly. They have no incentive. They're not politicians as usual. They're going to make excellent policy changes to try to steer the ship. But the stock market right now is at a euphoric high, historically very, very high relative to earnings.
Not good.
So I think that that people need to be very, very cautious and careful right now, and in terms of their personal finances, but also their expectations. When everyone's saying everything's going to be utopia, it usually doesn't work out that way. There's usually some disappointment, especially when you have major changes. Long term, we've got some great major changes, but we have a huge hurdle that the Reagan administration never had to face: this gigantic debt. So we've got some tough times ahead, and let's be supportive of those decisions that will hopefully steer us in the right direction. Also, I just want to say the rapture hasn't happened, folks. And even though you may get, you know, even some scary things may happen here to the left, the right, God's still moving. His Holy Spirit is still moving. The Word is still the Word. And let's take advantage of the opportunity God's given us for this day and this hour.
We just want to be about our Father's business because, again, I just want Christians not to be lulled into a sense of carelessness because of this. We need to be very much aware we still have these enemies of the gospel are still there. And the enemies to overthrow America are still real, everyone. They have not gone away. Again, Putin threatens the United States daily in the last couple of days, again, with global nuclear war. Now, again, we have to, you know, I look at Russia getting to the point now. They're getting to the point they ain't got nothing to lose. Let us all have it. This is scary to me. When you have North Korea, the 30th poorest country on earth, with developing high-tech nuclear weapons, friends, they haven't got anything to lose. That nation is starving to death. Give us what you got or we'll blow you up. See, this is the danger that we're in. And our President Trump not going to, I don't know that you can fix a lot of this. This is why the Bible warns in the last days, it's going to be perplexity among nations. Matthew chapter 24. Very, very clear, speaks of this. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There'll be wars and rumors of wars. Look, have you ever seen anything like this? Because that which was stable, America, has been unstable for a number of years. And because of that, people are doing whatever they want to do. And so we have to understand, you can only live on your credit card so long. America's credit card, $36 trillion in debt. Our yearly interest now, the interest is over $1 trillion a year. We don't have it. So something is going to give. Friends, it isn't going to be good. Now, again, people think, oh, Trump's going to be the savior. No, he's not the savior. I think he's going to try to help fix these things. But you got to realize, these people have been bent on destroying America for a long time. And when you see debt this way, when you see our open borders, when you see literally tens of millions of people in our country illegally, what do you think the result's going to be? There's no one that's going to fix us, but you can start. You know, the old saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Well, we can start in on those bites, but I'll tell you, we got some major problems. But then coupled with the rotten American news media who will lie, distort, and tell, because they're controlled by the one world order, you see. And that's where your problems are. And that's why they can't report truth. And that's why they're starting to get fined more and more, because all of a sudden people now, see, These big companies, these news companies, they don't want to be depositioned. Why? Because they're going to find trails back to George Soros. They're going to find trails and who's really been influencing them. They don't want to get depositioned. And that's going to show where their gravy train is at. Brad, any last thoughts?
There's so much I think that's going to come to the surface, even with the pardons, like I said before.
Yeah, the pardons are scary.
Yeah, pardons are very scary. We have a huge injustice to the victims of mass murderers, cold-hearted, premeditated murderers. It's outrageous what this administration has done. It's like he can't do enough evil. It's like he just wants to do more and more evil to the end. We need to keep our hope, and we need to fight for justice. And with our offices across the country, God, Lord willing, is going to allow us to continue to fight for justice against these forces of evil. People, by the way, would like to support Pacific Justice Tune. At the end of your giving, we have a matching grant campaign of $500,000. I just want to just put a little plug here. Just go to our website, pji.org. And if we can ever help anyone out there in the listening audience, we do our work completely without charge, with more offices coast to coast than any other organization, pji.org.
Amen. And that's such a good thing to know. Again, the hope is in Jesus. We have to point people to Jesus. And like I said, over the Thanksgiving turkey, over the Christmas dinner, over the New York New Year's celebration of the teams playing and all this kind of stuff, Rose Bowl and everything, just keep people pointed to Jesus. He's the author, the finisher of our faith. He's the hope for the next generation. Alan, I hope that helps. Stay in line. We'll send you out some books, some DVDs, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot. I just just don't want you to think that I'm going to be complacent now that we've had some victories. So
everybody needs to keep praying that God establishes the righteous, takes away the wicked. So important.
Right.
Stay on the line, Alan. We'll get you taken care of. Let's go to Kelly, I believe it is, in Gershom, Oregon. Hi, welcome.
Hello. I just want to say thank you for what you guys are doing. I have grown a lot in my faith over the last few years. I have two wonderful blessing children. I remember the days when I said I would never have children and I was listening to the world and not the Lord. But now that I open my Bible more, it's been very eye-opening, all of his love and mercy. And I just have a question. I'm 36 years old. I see a lot of people, especially younger people, and I am a little worried for my children, but I pray for them, and I know God has them in his hands. But I just would like to know, with this younger generation and just all of the misunderstanding, this telling them that they can do what they want with their body, with their choices, that it's all about them and their pride, all of these misconstrued things that are opposite of what Jesus teaches us and shows us throughout the Bible. What do you think, with all of these children who are looking to fill their cup in a world that is telling them the exact opposite of what Jesus teaches us, obviously reading the Bible and showing them, being the hands and feet of Jesus is important. But what would you say as, a parent or a younger kid in this world, what would be your advice for us in a practical way of just pointing them more towards Jesus? I just remember the days of when I was lost, and I remember people always cheering me on, saying, you can do anything yourself, and luckily, I got out of that mindset because I picked up my Bible, but I also know that there's a lot of children that are in households that are even reading the Bible or even looking at those words or scriptures. So what would be your kind of takeaway for this younger generation when they're just kind of spinning their wheels in the way of the world?
I think example is one of the best ways. Brad, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. Example is really important. And but also, I encourage you to get your young people into a youth group.
Yes.
Where they teach the Bible, a Bible-believing church, like Pastor Mike's church. That's really important. Also, with regards to the internet, it's hitting a lot of homeschooled families, shockingly. The internet, you need to have filters on that. You need to have mirrored so you can see exactly what they're looking at. If they're on the internet, it needs to be in the kitchen, with no microphone, so you can hear and see everything, not letting them use it in their rooms. You need to have filters, monitoring, and also cell phones. I encourage families not to have their kids with cell phones, but little flip phones where they maybe text and even then monitor, have a built-in monitoring on the texting. We got to really protect our kids because there's so much evil coming in at a rapid pace. We can't have the false sense of security just because we are a Christian home and have Christian, TV policies and everything else, that our kids are going to be safe. We need to be really double down on that and also engage in praying together like a family all the more. Prayer is very powerful. And oftentimes we as Christians can forget the importance of that. And I know that personally.
So I believe, again, that it's really important. Of course, the old adage of family that prays together stays together, I believe that's really important. And, of course, taking your family to church, so important. Yes. Being in church with your family is important, adults. And, again, we'll just drop you off for Sunday school and youth group, and then we'll come back and we won't. No. We all need to be there together. Because that's a blessing to do that. And so, reading the Bible together is not a bad thing to do either. So I hope that helps. We're all out of time. Thanks, Brad, for being on. Kelly, stay in line. I'll send you the things for your family. And again, God bless you. Have a safe weekend. Hope to see you on Sunday at church here. Bye-bye.
357-4226. Or write us to Every Man and Answer, P.O. Box 391, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83303. That toll-free number is 1-800-357-4226. Subscribe to the free podcast on iTunes by searching for To Every Man and Answer in the iTunes store or visit us online at csnradio.com/TEMA. To Every Man and Answer is a production of CSN International, the Christian Satellite Network. The opinions expressed by our guests may or may not be those of CSN International or of this station.